Hello and welcome into the KE Report. I'm your host, Shad Markowitz, and I'm speaking today with Harry Barr, CEO and Chairman of New Age Metals, traded on the TSXV under the ticker NAM and on the OTC markets under the ticker NMTLF. Harry, it's always good to get an update from you on New Age Metals, and I know you've had work going on at all three of your projects. Just to remind listeners, they have three different areas that they're working on: the River Valley Palladium Project, the Genesis Project, which is a PGM nickel copper project, and their Manitoba Lithium Division. We'll talk about all three projects during the course of this, but let's go ahead and start with the River Valley Palladium Project. You've had some exciting exploration work going on there, and you've been assaying for rhodium. Let's start with the exploration work that's been done as you're building towards this PFS study. What exploration work have you done in the last few months, and some of those channel samples that you pulled out, if you could highlight some of those higher grade samples that you released in mid-March?
Well, thank you for having us on, Chad. Yes, we very excited about the progress of the project. As a quick reminder, we're one of the largest undeveloped palladium projects in North America. It's a multi-million ounce project we own 100% of, in a great location just 100 kilometers from the metallurgical center of Sudbury that can offer everything that a junior company needs, from drilling companies, metallurgical companies, engineering companies, and most importantly, Sudbury can take our concentrates because they produce platinum group metals as a byproduct. So we're road accessible just 100 kilometers away. About last April, we started the first pre-feasibility study. That's the biggest thing that's going on in the project, Chad. We're spending almost $4 million. We expect it will be complete and announced by the end of September of next year. And that encompasses a group of engineering companies, environmental companies, a fair bit of work on metallurgical work to create a very large document that is called a pre-feasibility study. That's ongoing. We will have an announcement on it coming up in the next couple of weeks as to its progress. And we're basically moving from getting most of all the field work that we needed done on the project to back into the office and kind of the rest of the desktop work on the study. Yes, we had some very good results about 50 to 100 kilometers away from our Dana South Zone, which is in the most northern part of the project and probably where the initial open pit would start. About 50 to 100 kilometers to the east of the Dana South, we found a brand new area that had channel samples and assay grades up to 6.11 grams of palladium, 1.86 grams of platinum, and up to 2.26 copper. And that was over about 5 meters. And it's a brand new area. It's never been drilled before, so we're quite excited about that. And we're going to add that to our drilling sometime this year. That would just make the Dana South open pit bigger. So we're quite excited about that. We also have had some work done on rhodium. Rhodium, as you probably know and most listeners know, is the most expensive metal. It hit as high as $20,000 an ounce in March of this year, and it was as high as $30 last year. So it's a very rare metal. We do have rhodium. We had over 100,000 ounces in our last 43-101 study. That's over $1 billion of the metal, if you could get it all out. But we didn't do enough assaying in the early days because it was quite expensive and rhodium wasn't at that price to add it as a payable metal. So we have about a five-part program in place, Shed, to do that. And we have announced a couple rounds of assaying. We put in between 200 and 400 assays. Most of that's coming from our existing core from drilling. We have a core shed and kept all our core from all the years of drilling. And then anything new that we do in terms of drilling or future drilling on the project, we will assay for rhodium. So there'll be news coming out. We just sent another batch in here about a week or two ago. It's slow moving getting information out of the assay labs, but it's all coming. So those are a couple things we've done on the River Valley project to date. We will have about four holes that we've drilled in an area up in the northern part of the property, too, that we will announce sometime in the next few weeks. So that's what's happening in River Valley.
Well, just a couple follow-ups on that. So one thing would be, as you work towards this PFS, I know that there's a lot of work that goes into that that maybe investors don't get as animated by, but it's very important for the project to get revalued and for that economic study to come out. Will the rhodium assays that you've been doing, turning it into a payable metal be part of that study, or is that something that would have to show up in a future economic study? Are you still waiting on enough rhodium information to be able to include it? It's my question.
That's a good question. It'll be right on the edge, Chad. I can't really answer it. I'm hoping we have enough, but my fear is we may have to do several hundred more samples. So if it isn't ready for the study, it won't be that far after. But so we'll see. We're going to be close.
Okay. Well, it's definitely something that's going to be a value add whenever you get all the assays back and finish that process. And obviously, as you drill more holes moving forward, like you said, you can start assaying for rhodium on a move-forward basis. You mentioned the exciting and high-grade channel samples near the Dana South area, but obviously that area hasn't been drilled yet. Is there a plan to, once you get on there with some drills and get that going, to update the resource estimate? Will there be a resource estimate as part of this PFS, and where will the cutoff be as far as all the work you've done up until that point in time?
Well, this PFS most likely will use the resource that we just did a couple months back. So anything new will have to be done in another resource. I don't know if you know or not, but there is 1.6 million in the third category ounces, and obviously they can't be counted in any kind of production. So one of the things we want to do go forward is to drill that area and closer spacings and bring them into the top two categories so they can be added to mine life. So that would be another reason to update the resource somewhere down the road. So, you know, typically we're updating this thing lately about once a year.
Okay. So as you do some more infill drilling and move the categories up, then those could be included in an updated resource estimate, maybe, you know, a year out or a year out from when you did your last one.
That's correct.
Okay, and then do you have a rough plan for how many meters you may drill this year at the River Valley project?
Well, that is a good question. We kind of have a revolving 5,000-meter program where we try to get that much done. We didn't get as much as that done last year, so it would probably be in the 3,500 to 5,000-meter range, I would think, for this year. And that's not counting, you know, if we do go ahead and start drilling the third category and the 1.6 million ounces we got in that category, there would be a lot more drilling then. We expect that to be done as part of the feasibility study, which hopefully would start sometime early next year.
Okay. Well, that's going to be a lot of information on tap for investors to follow along with. Just one more question on this project. As you mentioned, it's one of the largest undeveloped palladium projects in North America. It's got good infrastructure, but maybe expand on that a little bit. You're doing all this work on the PFS to show the economics and to show the metallurgical work, but I don't think a lot of people realize what a large project this is, Harry, and how significant it could be, especially in light of the interest in PGMs, but it also has, I believe, some gold and nickel and cobalt in it. So just walk us through the size and the scope of the project as it's understood now.
Yeah, well, I'll just kind of maybe step back a little, Andy. There is only a mine in Canada in platinum group metals called Lac des Iles. It was an open pit mine, very similar to what we're trying to do for over 20 years. And just to prove that Sudbury is a very important center, they have shipped their concentrates over 800 kilometers for over 22 to 24 years from Northern Ontario to Sudbury to get their concentrates of their PGM mine out and continue to do so. That mine was open pit, but now is underground. Sudbury also produces PGMs as a byproduct to their primary metals, which are nickel, copper, and that's why we have the good fortune to have less than 100 kilometers away, 60 road miles, a facility where we could ship our concentrates. Doesn't mean we have to ship them there, Chad, but it's good to know that we can, and it will depend on, you know, what type of arrangement we have to go to production. If we were to, say, joint venture with a major that had a facility somewhere else, perhaps that's what could happen there too. But just a great place to be. We have, in all categories, close to 4 million ounces. That's a multi-billion dollar resource of metal in the ground. We have about 22,000 acres. 12,000 of it are in what we call a mining lease. It took 6 years and about $600,000 to get it there. That's a 21-year revolving lease, whereas if you're a good corporate citizen, you can renew every 21 years. And most of the area that we would mine would be held in this 12,000 acres. So it's mineralized from top to bottom, the whole 16 kilometers. We've only drilled about 60% of it, and that's by no means all drilled out. 40% of it that we know we have a few holes in is still mineralized, so there's a lot of upside potential to the ounces we already have. The other thing I'd like to mention is we've only drilled as deep in just a couple holes, as deep as 500 meters. So far, the deposit is bottomless in the sense that we've never reached the bottom of mineralization. And if you look at both the only producing mine, Lac des Iles in Northern Ontario, as I said, it was an open pit and they drilled deep and now they're underground. And the mines in Sudbury, this just seem to get deeper and deeper and produce the byproduct of PGM. So there is a tremendous potential, both the long strike of the mineralization that we've already discovered at surface that would be open pittable, and there is great potential for underground too, once we start drilling some deep holes there. So it's in an area too, Shad, that is nobody is around us. We have MOUs with the two local indigenous groups and have a good relationship with them. And we're in a famous mining district that has been mining for over 120 years. So it's just a great place for a junior to be and to be working.
Yeah, a lot of positives there on the infrastructure, on the environment you're in there, the ability to expand it along strike and at depth, get some of those deeper holes going, and then you've got the nearby processing at Sudbury as a good option. I don't want to put you on the spot, but are you more interested in building this thing and JVing it with a larger company, or do you hope that somebody would take this project out of your hands and sell the project?
Well, we're definitely in the exploration development business, and that's where we feel more comfortable. Early days yet, it could go either way, Shad. We could certainly joint venture and keep a piece of the mine ourselves with a big company, or if it makes sense for the shareholders so that we could go on and do something else, we could sell it. So either option's kind of on the table, and it just depends on what makes sense and the kind of deal that we can arrange.
Okay. Well, I'm sure there'll be a lot of eyeballs on this upcoming PFS, and then eventually the feasibility study when that is worked on next year. So those will probably be some key documents and some key studies that even some of the larger companies will be very keen to review. But let's move over to the Manitoba Lithium Division. You've done some work there. You've got a good JV partner in Mineral Resources, an Australian outfit that's one of the top lithium producers. You've done some different work there, some different drilling there. Just bring us up to date on how things are going at the Lithium Division.
Yeah, in 2016, we identified an area in Canada that we thought was totally underexplored for lithium. We were able to bring on one of the fellows who'd spent 12 years at a mine that had been in production since 1969 called Tanco that's still in production. And we just had a chat with them the other day. They're actually producing lithium again. It had been bought for the cesium and I guess the lithium potential and tantalum. And so it's a big pegmatite that actually has areas underground that produce cesium, tantalum, and lithium. And we just found out the other day they're actually back with the lithium circuit going again and looking at the feasibility of making that mine much bigger, even to the point where it could take outside sources of lithium right around us. So we're in a good area. We're right around this mine. We've got seven projects. There will be others announced coming up in the next few weeks that we're acquiring. And our goal, first of all, was to become the largest landholder and project holder in this Winnipeg pegmatite field. And we've done so. Our secondary goal was to find a partner who could help us develop it because we're spending most of our own money on the River Valley project we just talked about. To that end, in last September, we signed a binding arrangement with the fifth largest lithium producer in the world, an Australian company called Mineral Resources. And we've had a good rapport with them. We did a little bit of work with their money late last fall. We did a maiden drill program, which we hope to be announcing the results here within a week or two. Again, assays were just terribly long to get back from the assay lab, or we would have had it out earlier. But I think we'll have some good results coming up there. We've also gone to Mineral Resources with a budget, and we hope to have another meeting with them next week. End of March is their kind of year-end schedule to get their budgets, I guess, worldwide together, and we've submitted ours, and we expect this year's budget to be somewhere in the $1.2 to $1.5 million range, and that would entail drilling at least two projects. We have drill permits for them, and bringing a third one to the drill stage, And last year, Shad, we did about $300,000 of the geophysical work that brought up a lot of anomalies. So putting geological boots on the ground there to follow up on those anomalies and try to bring some of our other of the seven projects we have to the drill stage. So it's going to be quite an active year and lots of news coming out of the that division too.
Okay, so just to summarize, you've drilled two of the project, there's a third that's getting drill ready, and then you still have four more projects out of the seven that you're targeting based on some of that geophysical work. Do you have an idea of how many meters you drilled on this last campaign and how many meters you'll be drilling on the next campaign?
Yeah, we've only drilled one. The second one is drill ready. So this year we plan to go and drill a second round on the what we call the Lithium 2. And we drilled close to a couple thousand meters on the first go around on that one. Total drilling this year would be in the 3,000 to 5,000 meter range between the projects. And that'll all be part of this budget we're trying to get approved here in the next couple weeks.
So investors should stay tuned for that as it gets announced to the marketplace, and then possibly some of the assays coming back from the work you've done. Long waits at the assay lab are just a plague across the whole industry, Harry. So not unique to your company. Everybody's waiting and waiting and waiting, and hopefully we get through some of these bottlenecks. But definitely some news will be on tap for the Manitoba Lithium Division, not just on some of the drill results, but possibly other targets you've got from that geophysical work that you did last year. We'll keep following along with that. And there's one other project we should mention, and that's the Genesis Project. It's a PGM nickel copper project in Alaska. You have done some soil work and some surface work there that you're awaiting on some assays. So maybe just walk us through some of the work that was done last year or recently on the program and what's coming on tap for the Genesis Project in 2022.
Will do. Yes, this is about a 10,000-acre road accessible project in Alaska. We're quite excited about it. It's never had a drill hole on it yet, Chad, but we've got quite a few areas on surface that we have numbers up to better than 2 grams of both platinum and palladium, up to a percentage of nickel and better than half a percentage of copper in these same assays. And so we're getting close to the drill stage. Our stated objective of this project is to try and find a partner. And to that end, we are, about 4 times a year, we kind of solicit groups. It's been really hard to get people, especially the year before and to the middle part of last year, at least, to Alaska because of the COVID. But I think that'll be clearing up for sure this year. We've got some interest from different outside groups. We decided to kind of continue our surface work last year, and to that end, we put together a $100,000 program and are just basically getting assays back and formulating a news release for the results of what came of last year's work. And so that should be out in the next few weeks too. So basically looking for a partner, road accessible, lots of mineralization on surface spread out over good distances, and looking forward to putting some drills under this property either this year or next. And we'll see how it all plays out here, but we're looking to get a partner to help us do it.
And then that surface work that you did, were they channel samples? Were they rock chips? Were they just soil samples? What was the groundwork that was done there at Genesis?
A little bit of everything. We did certainly some rock sampling, a little bit of surface sampling, and some chip sampling, and a little bit of trenching. So there'll be a little bit of everything come out in the press release.
Okay, well, we'll await those assays as they come out. And I guess just stepping back and looking at all three projects, I mean, you've called it New Age metal, so I'm assuming that the look here is for the energy metal space, because whether it's platinum and palladium used in fuel cells, or I know you have some exposure to cobalt and rhodium also used in different energy, you've got nickel and copper in the Genesis Project, and obviously the lithium division, very big on the battery space. Is that the big high-level view of how you want to be branded in the marketplace, is as a battery metals exploration and development company, or is there anything you would add to that? How do you want to be viewed in the marketplace, Harry?
Yeah, I think that would be the bigger picture. Certainly, everything we're working on is for the automotive industry, both the PGMs and the base metals, and of course the lithium. And I think what makes us somewhat unique is there are very few companies in the world that have both a lithium division and a PGM division. So that's, I know some of our investors buy because of the lithium story and some because of the PGMs. And what I always say, when you buy one share, you get both divisions. So it's certainly a company that is looking towards the metals of the future.
Well, is there any specific news you want people to be following along with other than the assays that will be coming out for a few of these projects? What are the big milestones you want investors focused on in 2022?
Well, I think just following the progress of River Valley, again, one of the largest undeveloped projects of its kind, and the biggest news will be finishing the pre-feasibility study and that announcement in September, but there will be updates on all of it two or three times before that. We should have one coming up in the next week or two. Following the rhodium studies from River Valley and some of the other exploration activities like drilling and the trenching in the new area we discovered in the northern part of the project that needs to be drilled. As you said, the lithium division, we should have drill results as early as next week, but possibly as late as the week after from the first drill program we did last year. And then the budget confirmed for the year, which will be our biggest spend on our lithium division, and news coming out from several sources there. And then there'll be also an announcement coming out in the next month or so on what we did late last fall and on the Alaskan Genesis project.
Okay. Sounds like a lot of news on tap for investors to feast on as these different press releases hit over the next few months. We'll definitely keep following along. And please keep us posted, Harry, as more news comes out so we can get you back on the show for an update. But we appreciate you spending some time with us here at the KE Report to update our audience, and wish you well on all of these assays that are pending. And we'll be talking to you down the road.
Thank you very much for taking your time, Chad.